Okay, we are in Gemara Sanhedrin Chav Ches Amid Aleph 28a. We discussed a statement of Rav. Now, that statement of Rav what's going on now? Here we go. If you look up there, please. The statement of Rav, he said what? That in terms of who can testify for who. There we have those relationships over there. And Rav was saying that his father cannot testify against him. His uncle cannot testify against him. His cousin cannot testify against him. His cousin-in-law cannot testify against him, correct? And he, Rav, cannot testify against any of these people. Also, his son cannot testify against these people. And his son-in-law cannot testify against these people. Right? So, what does that show us? That we have, Rav, we have three generations over here, right? We've got the father and the uncle is generation one. We have Rav and his cousin is generation two. Now we have Rav's son-in-law is generation three. And he's saying they cannot testify against the father and the uncle. Correct? Let's go back in the Gemara and see those lines inside. Let's just back it up over here. Where is it? Omar Rav again. Hello, the thing is freezing on me. One second, let's be patient. Yeah, well, especially with these things. I don't know, maybe it's getting time to get a new one, no? Now it jumped. 1 minute. Okay, there it is. Amarav, let's just review it again quickly. Achi Abba, my father's brother, lo yoidli, he can't testify against me, who he cannot, ubano, and his son, vechasano, and his son-in-law cannot testify against me. Again, that is, why is that doing that? Why can't it just stay where I left it? Again, so therefore, my uncle, who's first generation to me, second generation, his son, second generation to second generation. His son-in-law, second generation, cannot testify against me. On the other hand, af ani, and also I, lo aid lo, I cannot testify against him. All right, who's that? My father's brother. Lo ani, not me, ubeni, and my son, vechosni, or my son-in-law cannot testify against my uncle. Okay, so therefore, in the chart, this is going to, I don't know why it's going to be every time this way. So therefore, Rav is saying, I can't testify against my uncle. That's level 2 to 1. But then he says his son and son-in-law, which is level 3 to 1, cannot testify. All right, that's the point we're going to be focusing on. He is saying that his level 3 to 1 cannot testify. Now, looking at the commentary, the Mishnah stated only, the Mishnah, which we're going to look at in a minute, stated only that one's father's brother and his son and son-in-law cousins cannot testify concerning him. Certainly he cannot testify about them. Rav adds that the uncle also cannot testify about Rav's son and son-in-law and vice versa, something that's not stated at all in the Mishnah. Now, what the Gemara is going to ask from is the following picture, which we will show you. Again, and that's the chart that you have by you. I hope that, 1 second, I gotta shorten it up a bit. Why is, what just happened? Okay, now I want to be able to make it a little smaller.
Well, you have to move it.
It doesn't let me do it. How do you like that?
Yeah. Stretch your fingers.
I am. By mine it is, but it's not showing it to you, and then I lose it.
Double click it.
What?
Double click the screen. Not over again.
Oh, okay.
close enough.
No, you need a husband on the lift.
See, it won't go any more than that. Okay, anyway, you'll just have to believe me, and you've got the chart there. So, all right, anyway, if you look, look where I have the box which says me.
Yeah.
That's the focal point. So it says me. So it listed, and if you can see the numbers, it's better than here. So this is the order. When I have the box and the number, that's the number in which it was listed in the Mishnah. So we say that a brother cannot testify against a person. That's the first one that was listed. Mm-hmm. Now, where's number two? Number two is the father's brother.
Yeah.
See the father's brother over there? That's number two, cannot testify. Yeah. The next one is the mother's brother, is number three. Yeah. You see that? Now, number four is the sister, the guy's sister, his husband, the brother-in-law from the sister side, number four. Okay, number five is the, back upstairs, the father's sisters, that got cut off, the husband.
Sister's husband.
Right, that's cut off on the screen, but to the far right, that was the next one, that was number five. Then we go to the far left, which is also cut off, the mother's sister's husband is number six. Okay, then where is number seven? Is the mother's second husband, stepfather, is right there, is number seven. Okay, and where is number eight? The father-in-law. The father-in-law, the man's wife's father, is number eight. Now remember, those are the first eight. You're going to see in a minute why I made the numbers here. You'll see, even though it is the order. But then the Mishnah mentioned two more. We have number 9 and number 10. And where is number 9? Also cut off on the lower right-hand side is my father-in-law's, my wife's sister. And to the right of that, her husband is number 9. You see that number 9?
Yeah.
Okay. And number 10 is any stepson he may have.
Isn't that your brother-in-law?
But it's the brother-in-law from the wife's sister as opposed to the wife's brother.
Yeah.
There's two different types of brother-in-laws.
Yeah.
Your wife's brother,
your
wife's sister's husband.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. But it's a more distant. It's a affinity brother-in-law, not a consanguinity brother-in-law.
It would still be affinity because he was consanguinity to your wife.
Well, whatever. Fine, whatever. Let's not worry about that. But anyway, that's number 9, and number 10 is the stepson. Okay? Now, again, if you look at me, well, you can look at it in two ways. The top row, the very top row, together with the father-in-law, we could call generation 1. You could say me and all the others are generation 2. Right? So all we have from that is generation 1 to 2. Well, hold on. And then the stepson, but that's only, if you recall, the stepson is only regarding him. It's not, a stepson to him has nothing to do with the others. And we're going to see that it also doesn't go any further.
Generation 2 as well.
Now, what you also have to know is if you start from the me could start a new generation 1 for subsequent generations.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But what do you see clearly so far from this Mishnah? You only can go from 1 to 2.
Yep.
But as we continue to go, you're going to find it isn't going to change much regarding this person. As now, we go to the next sheet that I did not give you. And this we call it Mishnah Part 2. Mishnah Part 2. The Mishnah then adds, they cannot testify against him, and their sons and their son-in-laws cannot testify. So what I did to the chart, first chart, is I've added all the sons and son-in-laws, and I've now made a little perforated line to show you the difference in the generations over here. So that's basically the same chart. But what have I added? I've put underneath all those those nine relatives, I've just added a son and a son-in-law to the mix. Mm-hmm. I did make one error. I'll show you. And once I make the error with a pen, I can't fix it. So I won't say that. Oh, I didn't want to do that, and I didn't have time to write it again. It's like there must be a way. There is programs to make these boxes, but I don't have the time. But anyway, so even when you're adding all, now we said about all of them except for the stepson. If you remember, the Mishnah said all of them, but not the stepson. The stepson, if he has son and son-in-laws, that is not prohibited because they're not really his son. Okay, if you notice, I did not add to neither there. So if you look at, let's look at the top row. The top row, generation one, all their sons and son-in-laws, they become part of generation two. Now, if you notice, I put the dotted line. Why did I put the dotted lines where I put them? Because that, except for one mistake that I made, that represents where generation ends and generation two begins till the next dotted line. So therefore, all these sons and son-in-laws that are either going to be cousins of me, they're actually cousins, right? Or cousins-in-law. Correct?
Yeah.
They married my cousins,
yeah.
Right? Because you got all these, you have four different sets of uncles, right? Four different sets of uncles,
yeah.
Produces eight. Well, whatever, you got lots, right?
Yeah.
You got from the father's side two uncles that are producing four cousins. You got the mother-in-law, the mother who's got her two brothers, wife's brother. They're bringing four sets, and then the wife's second husband has a son and son-in-law. That's all, and that's why I put I couldn't go wide enough to put them parallel to me. So I just put them within these dotted lines, you see? So all these sons and son-in-laws are all part of generation two, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one thing that I did wrong was at the father-in-law, number eight,
yeah.
I should not have drawn the line to go beneath the dots. You see where I did that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because really, where should that be? That should be higher, right, and in generation two. That was my mistake. Do you follow? You see why that's a mistake? And that really, it looks like it's generation three. It isn't. It goes back up into generation two. That was the mistake there. Now, but now bear in mind, let's go to generation two, where we've got me and my brother-in-laws and brother, which is part of generation two, correct?
Yeah.
Right? Hold on. In relation to the father, in relation to the father that's generation one, they're generation two. They're also going to start a new generation one vis-a-vis the next generation. Okay? So all that, so we've got my brother, my two brother-in-laws, their sons and their son-in-laws. So vis-a-me, I'm generation one. I start generation one onward. And all these are generation two.
Yeah.
So we nowhere. And remember, everything was said in the mission was regarding me. In other words, all these people regarding me, people who I look up to as their generation one to me, generation two, cannot testify against me. My cousins that are generation two to me, which is generation two, cannot testify against me. But then the next generation below, they become. Really, on the other hand, there's some that are going to be considered generation two and some generation one. Me and my brothers, that becomes generation one vis-a-vis the next set of children that have become generation two to generation one, right? So we've got some of these people. So regarding me, we got my fathers and uncles and that whole list, and let's even father-in-law, that's generation two. To me, that's generation one. Their children that are my cousins and cousin-in-laws, they are a generation two. To me, that's generation two. We're not one and one on each other because they're my cousins. You follow? They're my cousins. On the other hand,
the same generation.
But it's generation two to two as opposed to one to one. That's what I'm saying. But him and his brother, me and my brother, that's generation one. Because my brother, my brother-in-law, that's generation one. Going forward to the next generation, all our children or children-in-law, right? That becomes generation two to me, which is generation one.
Yeah.
Right. You got that clear? Yeah. But what do you definitely don't see? There's no generation three to one that's prohibited. And that's the question on Rav. Rav went and said that my children cannot testify against my uncle.
Yeah.
Right? That's 3-1. We didn't have that in our Mishnah. And that's what the Gemara's question is. Right? That's very clear now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before you move on, you know that you said the mistake?
Yeah, so that mistake, they really belong above.
That son-in-law.
Of who? Don't say that. You have to be more
specific.
Father-in-law, which is box 8, has a son and a son-in-law.
That son-in-law is box 9.
No, that's not box 9. That's not box 9. It's my wife's... Oh, you're saying my wife's sister. Wait a minute.
Father-in-law, son-in-law.
No, my father-in-law's... son-in-law, I hear. Let's look again. My wife's sister. Yeah, but she could be a sister from a different father.
Okay.
Yeah, she could.
A sister from a different father.
That's right.
Yes.
She could.
No, that wouldn't be my... Yeah. Let's say my wife, she's the daughter of my father-in-law. Granted. Okay. But then my wife's mother could have had a daughter from another man. Still my wife's sister.
Yeah.
Still my wife. I hear what you're asking. You're saying that 8 and 9 is the same thing.
Not 8, 9.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, it could be, but we say, but not necessarily. Because it could be my wife's sister, who has a sister from a different father, but from the same mother. And therefore, her husband is a brother-in-law in a different way, as opposed to that one. Right? Either. Okay. All right, let's not ask too many questions, because we're going to get lost. So let's move on. So now we want to get to the answer. All right, so there's going to be a suggested answer. We can just take this really slow. That's all. We're not in a rush. All right. So now we got to come to the answer. So now the Gemara, and this was the tricky part. Gemara answers that Rav is going to interpret the Mishnah a little bit different than the way we interpreted it. He's going to use the words as a pronoun called his. Remember, it said the Mishnah said, back to our Mishnah. They can't testify against me. Their sons cannot testify, and their son-in-law. Now, the way we simple meaning is they, all those uncles, all those cousins, all those people cannot testify. Their sons, this one has a son, and their son-in-laws. That's the simple meaning. We're going to say, Rob said, no, that's not what the Mishnah is saying. It's they. Their sons and their sons' son-in-laws. And that drops it a generation. Now you're going to say, Shelley would ask right away, why does it say they, their sons, and sons? Why doesn't it say they, their sons, and their son's sons?
Yeah, right.
Gomorrah's going to ask that. All right? But let's put that to the side for a moment. But that's going to say, my chosna, when the Mishnah said chosna, now this would throw me off. The Mishnah does not say chosna, his son-in-law. It says their son-in-laws. That's why it's wrong. What do you mean? It doesn't say his son-in-law in the Mishnah. It says their son-in-laws. But that's what the Gemara means. That was throwing me off, because I thought it was going back to Rav, to his son-in-law. Whatever. Anyway, what the Mishnah means when it says, the Mishnah did not say the word his son-in-law. You understand? It said their son-in-law. But when it says his, it means their. What does it mean? It means choson bino. The son's son-in-law, which drops it a generation, as opposed to his son-in-law who's the same generation as the son. Okay? When the Mishnah states he, his son, and his son-in-law, the subject of the second, his, is the son, not the original person. Thus, the Mishnah is disqualifying one's cousin's son-in-law, which is a second degree to third level degree of kinship. We'll explain that. Certainly then, a third level to first level is disqualified. Because really, believe it or not, third to second is more distant than third to one. Because less blood is shared, as we'll show you in a minute. You're going to say, which one is closer? Third to first, third to second? We say third to first. Right, as opposed to third to second, because it's moving more laterally across. And then, okay, now comes the third and final chart. Okay, one more time, Sammy. Okay, now it gets really a little bit. It's the same chart as the first two. I'm just adding to it. Okay. And, oh man, this is really not good. There's nothing showing over here. Oh, what a waste. That's so, a double tap? Does a double tap do anything for me?
Double tap again. Two double taps.
You figured I could have figured it out by now,
eh? Double tap two times. Once it goes in all the way, and then once. It should go all the way out.
Now what?
Go. Oops.
Okay, the best laid plans of mice and rabbis. All right, so we're going to look at the sheets. I'm sorry, I thought I could have got it. All right, so now what I did, I took the second sheet, and now I added what, the way he is saying, it's not just the sons, the sons and son-in-laws, but it's the son's son-in-law as well. Once you say, so in other words, let's look at number four. Look at by me and my brother. Let's keep it simple. Me and my brother. My brother's number one. So the simple meaning was not only them, but his son and the brother's son-in-law. That was the original pshat. Now we're saying, no, it means them, their son, and now go down, the son's son-in-law. The son's son-in-law. It will go without saying it would be the brother's son-in-law also. Because for sure it would also be.
Yeah.
But the son's son-in-law. By doing this, now look what we have added all over the place over here. We've added, now look where, the very below that dotted line. Look how many we've added. We've added eight son-in-laws because that's to the eight relatives per se, as we will see. All these people going way up. You see how every step of the way it's going down to the son-in-laws. Yeah. Now let's go look at me for a moment. Let's look at me. Okay, me. So who cannot testify? Let's just stick with me and my brother to keep it easy. Me and my brother, that's 1-to-1, isn't it?
Yeah.
1-to-1. Now, my brother has a son. Yeah, well, that's 2-to-1.
Yeah.
Right? Now, my brother has a son-in-law. That's going to be 3-to-1. And then the commentaries seem to say there was 3 and 2, which I'm not exactly sure where he's getting. Well, they can't testify against each other. So I guess their children, the brother's son-in-law, whatever, or that whole generation, they're a bunch of twos. But either way, you certainly see that the three cannot testify against
they're
the
not,
one. Right? No. Once we're saying it's the son's son-in-law, we've now dropped beneath the next dotted line, and that's for sure in relation to me, that's third generation.
Yeah.
Right? Regarding me, right? We're saying, who can't testify against me? All the people listed and their sons and the sons' son-in-laws. So that we've dropped to 8 people below the next dotted line, which becomes relation to me is third generation. And the Mishnah is saying they cannot testify. So Rav will learn the Mishnah like that. And without Rav, we go back to the chart before. The chart before just has these relatives, their sons, and these relatives' son-in-laws, which we didn't bring down another generation. That was the chart before, Mishnah Part 2. But now, according to Rav, we've dropped another generation. So now we've got the third generation cannot testify against me.
So would Rav say the other way too, that he can't testify, that you, when you're me, you couldn't testify against your grandfather?
If
he doesn't go this way.
Well, why not? Well, remember, certain things he said without saying. He didn't say anything about the father, because that's for sure. Remember, why didn't I...
The father's father.
Didn't we say it's how your son will come? If it goes one way, it goes the other way. Yeah.
Yeah, well, my son can't testify against me.
Yep.
Right? So that we'd have to see. We'd have to see. From the Mishnah alone, you wouldn't see a son with a man with a grandson. That's 3-1.
It doesn't say it. But Rav would say it.
Rav would probably say that. But the Mishnah didn't. The Mishnah did not say grandfather to grandson. That's clearly 3-1. 3-1. That doesn't see. It wasn't listed anywhere. The father and son didn't have to be mentioned because we have uncle and a nephew. Once I have uncle and nephew, I for sure have father and son. Right? But, and my son to me, so my father to me is 1-2. Me to my son is 1-2. But my father to my son is 1-3. Mishnah never mentioned it. Not yet, at least. What's the problem? Why do we need any suggestions? I think everything's clear. What's not clear?
First of all, Rob is interpreting that he meant his son's son.
Well, he can, because it's a pronoun.
Okay, so
it's a pronoun.
He's speaking a bit of a leap, but okay.
It's not a leap. He's saying that's what it means.
It's a good way to
look. It's a leap.
It's not. Why is it a leap?
It doesn't say that. It said my son.
No, it didn't say that. They, their sons, and their son-in-laws.
Right,
so you don't know what the next pronoun is.
No.
You don't know what the next pronoun is. Just because you heard it that first way one way, it's hard for you to hear it another way. If I would have told you the first way that way, you would have said it's fine. It's not a stretch. It's not a stretch. When you're saying pronouns, it's pronouns. Now, of course...
Wait.
Okay. Okay. Don't do us a favor and buy it. I think that's not a dochek. That is not a dochek. Moore's got another question anyway on it. No, it's not a dochek. It's not a dochek at all.
What you're going to say was, and I think you said this the other day, we often say that the grandfather is like the father, and there's a lot of situations where we treat the so
yeah, but not when it comes to testimony.
It doesn't say father, but it says brother, so that assumes we can't testify against the father. And if it, then we can't extend that to you can't testify against the father, you can't testify against the grandfather.
No, that's another generation. You have no right to go beyond what you have. Going beyond the generation,
we
didn't see anywhere 3-1.
But then we just said that blood is thicker as you go vertically.
Okay, but we don't see 3-1. 3-1 we haven't seen. We don't have it. You have no proof to it.
I think the real question is, can a great-grandson testify against a great-grandfather?
Well, I don't know, but we don't even yet see. From what we have, we don't see grandfather and grandson either. What? It's not in the picture. Anyway, now, the Gemara now is going
to
ask a question. Wait a minute. So what is it? You're telling me it means they, their sons, and it means their sons' son-in-laws. Why wouldn't, if you're saying that already, why don't you say they, their sons, and their sons' sons? That would be a lot. That would make, so good, they got an answer to that question, and therefore it's not a dochik. So Gemara says, on that, if you want to say that's a pshat, v'lisne ben beno, so why didn't, according to you, it should have said they, their son, and their sons' sons? Right? It says, no, because we want to teach us a chiddush. Teaching us a chiddush. And what's the chiddush? Because so, we didn't really mention any son-in-laws yet, did we? The Mishnah said relatives.
That's right.
They and their sons.
That's right.
So why don't you say sons, right?
Yeah.
No? Yeah, we say sons. The simple shot was son and son-in-law. It means we're only going down one generation. But according to Rav, it's sons and the son-in-law. Well, why didn't you say the son's son? Kamash Malan Debal Keishto. The Mishnah is teaching us, incidentally, that a husband is like his wife when evaluating degrees of kinship. In other words, we're trying to say that the son-in-law, when it goes through the wife, that same level, and nothing has changed when it is through the female side. In addition to teaching that a third degree of kinship is disqualified, which the Mishnah could have illustrated using his son's son, but wanted to say another Chiddush, the Mishnah substitutes example of his son's son-in-law to teach incidentally that a husband has the same degree of legal kinship to his wife's relative as his wife does. To show there's no difference. In-law is the same as brother-in-law is equal to brother. Even though it's through the wife, doesn't matter. That's the point you're trying to make. And of course the son's son couldn't. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I would think maybe only a son's son couldn't. If we've moved it to son-in-law, that's already too far. No, he's saying a son-in-law is a son when it comes to testimony. The same thing. Just as the son is disqualified, so is the son-in-law. Since there's no difference in kinship between a son and a daughter, and the daughter's husband is considered identical to her. That's the point. So that's why it's not a stretch anymore. Because without that, we want to know, what does it mean, son-in-law? And the son-in-law is saying, he's saying son-in-law, it means it's equal to son.
They're saying affinity is the same as consanguinity.
That's right. Now there's going to be a machlokas about this idea, by the way. But he is saying this will be the Chiddush.
So we're saying this to say that the wife and the father, it's all the same.
So the wife and the father.
Has a wife and her husband.
Wife and her husband is the same. Right. Let's take a look. Take a look at any one.
He was using this to say. So we're saying because he said it's a son.
If it would have said the son's son, then I don't know about the son-in-law. The Mishnah brings in son-in-law. Right? But he's trying to say that if you just say the son and the son, then how would I know son-in-law at all?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know son-in-law at all.
Yeah.
So if I'm already, instead of just say, if I just say son's son, I never brought in a son-in-law to the game at all. I don't know if any son-in-laws are allowed. So I want to get kill two birds with one stone, dip a generation in generation three, and I also say son-in-law is like a son. That's why I get two things accomplished with one statement. That's why I didn't say, if I would have said they, their sons, and their sons, then I wouldn't know anything about son-in-laws, period.
Right.
Period. Yeah. See, the way we learned not like that was son and son-in-law. That's teaching me that a son-in-law is equal to a son, and we don't go down another generation. But according to Rav, he's saying, no, I want to learn two things. I want to learn we go down a generation. How do I do that? Well, I could say son, son, but then I don't have son-in-law. I don't know son-in-law at all is in the mix. So if I say son's son-in-law, I kill two birds with one stone. I take it to the third generation, and I can show that a son-in-law is like a son.
Yeah.
That's the point. And now it's even a better pshat than what you originally thought, if that is the pshat.
I get that it introduces a son-in-law, but I don't get how it takes it a generation lower.
It does, because if I say they and their sons, and their sons, and their son-in-laws, that's generation three.
Yeah.
Then you say, well, I could know generation from saying son, son.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I say that, I don't know that son-in-law is at all also. So now I have two. When I say they, look at me and my brother. Me and my brother. If it would have said they and their son, and their son's son-in-law, what does that tell me? That tells me generation three. Why didn't you just say son? Because I want to know that a son-in-law is equal to a son in terms of prohibited to testify. Right. That's like kill two birds, one stone. That's the only way I'm going to know three generations plus son-in-law. Now, the original pshat that didn't bring in generation three said son and son-in-law to say son-in-law is like a son.
Yeah.
But I learned one Chiddush. That's okay. But if you're set, but that's going, they only go one to two and not three. But if I want to throw in three, and I don't want to lose the son-in-law connection, I have to say they, their sons, and their sons' son-in-law. That's how I get generation three and the son-in-law.
You're interpreting the they to be have sons.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's told. And now that if I want to learn that, it's the only way I could say it.
I know.
If you go from the position that 1 to 3 is prohibited, I've got to say something that makes that effect. And I also want to say that the son-in-law is like a son. That's the perfect way to say it, not the dochek way to say it. You got to give in. So you got to give in. Okay, yeah, I hear it. I accept it. Don't give me the hem and haw. This is when there's not such great answers, I'll accept your hem and haw. But here, this is now. Tomorrow, what they're going to do is going to knock this off. This answer of Rav knocked off because there's a brisa that will explain this mishnah. Now we have the eight prime. We had 10 relatives that couldn't testify, right? 10. All right. The Gemara is going to say, okay. They're going to take out 9 and 10 for whatever reasons. Then there's another place that says, so it comes out, the total people who can't testify against them is 24.
Whoa.
Well, you got the eight, and each, no, 8, and then 8 sons,
yeah.
8 son-in-laws,
yeah,
it's
right.
24.
Yeah.
But behold, like Rav, it's not 24, because you got the sons and son-in-laws, then you got the son's son and the son's son-in-law, that becomes 36.
36, yeah.
24 and 8 and 12, 36.
36.
Something like that. Anyway, but the Bryce says, well, we have 24 total relatives usher to him. That only works if it goes from generation 1 to 2, but according to Rav, if he added generation 3, it should be saying it's 36 generation. 36 people can't testify against him. And that's how they knock him out.
32.
18, 24, 30, 32, or 40. That's what I meant. Could be really 40. Remember, if you have 8 people can't testify against you, and if you say son and son-in-law, it's 8 times 3.
Yeah.
24. That's what it says. But if you're going to say it's 3 generations, you got 8, plus a son and a son-in-law, plus the son's son and son-in-law, that means 8 times 5, which becomes 40. It doesn't say that. So we'll appear from that. And that's explaining the Mishnah. So it seems that we don't go to the third generation. We'll leave that. We'll explain it tomorrow. Take it slow. So far, we understand everything? Okay.